There is a poem that I'm sure most of us have heard at one time or another in our life. I want to share with you to start our thoughts this evening. Not that our thoughts are going to be any longer than normal. But it goes like this. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, and care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a fellow turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late, when the night came down, how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out. Silver tint in the clouds of doubt, and you never can tell how close you are. It might be near when it seems far. So stick to the fight when your hardest hit, and when things seem worst, that you must not quit. I read that poem and I think about the Apostle Paul. And I read to you some of his words from 2 Timothy chapter 4. Most familiar passage to most all of us. But watch thou in all things, he writes to Timothy. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. If ever there was an individual lived in history that had a difficult time of his life, it would have been the Apostle Paul. If we were to turn over to the book of 2 Corinthians, near the end, we could find out how many times he was shipwrecked, how many times he was beaten, how many times he was in prison, how many times he was stoned, how many times he was thrown out of town, such as at Lystra when he got up and went back in town after he'd been beaten. But he didn't quit. When he was in jail at Philippi, he didn't quit. In fact, he was singing praises, he and those with him, Silas and others. He never quit. I know sometimes when people are baptized into Christ, we expect life to be a lot better. We expect it to be a lot better in the sense that we don't have any trouble or any problems or tribulations anymore. But it doesn't get better that way. The way that it does get better is to help us have the strength and the courage to deal with those situations in life. That is greater in its intensity. That is greater in its help, that will deliver us further toward our heavenly home. Don't ever quit. And I know sometimes Christianity can sort of feel like get us down. The thing about it is, folks, we're all human beings here. Most of us here are members of the church. We've been baptized into Christ. We are all human beings. That means that we are subject to mistakes. That means that we will sin here and there, for which Jesus Christ will forgive us. That means that each and every one of us has our strengths and we have our weaknesses. And it also means that Jesus Christ will take those strengths and He will grow them, if you will. He will use them to build us up if we will listen to Him as we study His Word. So what we need to remember is, don't you quit. When you reach the point where it seems like that there's no hope, start talking to Christ again. Start talking to the Father in heaven again. But don't you quit. You may have to sit down and take a rest, as it were, figuratively speaking. But don't you quit. Never give up. Be like Churchill was at the school where he had attended as a young man when he went back there after the Second World War had started. In which he reminded those young men of the consequences of allowing the forces of evil at that time to have their way with the world. And if you recall his words, he said, never, never, never give up. Don't you quit. Teddy Roosevelt was asked on occasion what his secret to success was, and he said, perseverance. Perseverance, determination. When all else has failed, when everybody else in the arena is willing to lie down and quit, he didn't. Those principles are available to us, folks. The more we immerse ourselves in the teaching of Jesus Christ and make application on a daily basis, the stronger we will be faith-wise, stronger we will be to encourage others, stronger we will be in realizing our journey to heaven. Just don't quit when we fail. Now, if you're here tonight and a child of God, not a child of God, you've never been baptized into His body, His church, why not tonight? We know that He has told us in the Scriptures. If we will repent of our sins, confess Him before men, and then subject ourselves to baptism, immersion, burial in water for the remission of sins, then we are in a saved relationship with Him. We are a member of His church. We are a member of His body. We are born again. All of those things occur as a result of us obeying the gospel. And if you're a child of God and you have laid sit down and quit, why not get up, brush yourself off, start again, as together we stand and sing.